This, of course, is a time of challenge for your world and for you personally. And we want to remind you not to return to the old perfectionistic way. Because when the world around you seems unbalanced, you have been taught to take that on as your job to balance. And your job is to balance your life and balance you. And then, of course, to contribute to the things that have that are like you, that are part of the greater balance. It is easy to be in despair when you look at a very large picture and you feel your own helplessness in it. But you live in a world of patterns. Some of those patterns you can interface with and affect positively. Some of them you cannot at this moment. But we want you to know that there are changes happening in some of the larger negative patterns that you feel helpless about, that are in the process already of being changed. And so when you know that and you see that pattern, do not stay in your distress about it, because it was not a pattern that you created, and it is not a pattern that you are supporting. And the thing to know here is that your power, your absolute power, is in choosing the pattern that you support. And that begins with you. That begins with your choice of the thoughts that you have that support you, and the fact that you are going to need to let many of the old thoughts move through, acknowledge them and release them, because what is creative now is the thoughts you have in the pattern of your life. That does not mean that you are not knowing about these other patterns that are moving, but it means that you are having ultimate respect for the patterns that live inside of you. Now, the reason we mention perfectionism is that is often where we go judgmentally when we do not feel empowered. We say, even though we are wise enough to know this is not true, but we say to ourselves, if only I had gotten this perfectly, if only I had known sooner, been able to project ahead, then I would be in a better place. And we must ask you to let go of that, because the truth of it is, you work very hard to make the right choices in the place where you are. But the first place you need to make that choice is inside of you. Not outside of you, but inside of you. So that when you see a pattern that comes by and you know it is not a pattern you want to support, you have a pattern to return to that is not a pattern at war. Let us say that again. You have a return to a pattern you have established inside of yourself that is not about war. So then you can look at a pattern and say, it is not good, it is not mine. And I will support the patterns that are good for me and good for the world that I know around me. And when you can do that, then that horrible energy drain that has been so hard on all of you, we know, is stopped. It does not mean you do not care. It means you do not war. And this, the war is patriarchal. It's a thing we must remember. It does not mean that we cannot shape and change patterns and make them differently, but we want to do everything we can to avoid war. War recreates itself. When you war with something, the universe says, oh, she wants to learn about war, and it makes more war. We do not need to learn about war. We know what war creates. So to the best of our ability, we want to establish a pattern of peace inside of us and know that it is a place that we can go when the patterns we are seeing around us are unhealthy or dangerous or negative. And that ability to return to an established pattern inside of you is phenomenally powerful, particularly for women. So what is it to have a safe pattern inside of you? It is to reject perfectionism in everything, because this is the planet. That is not how it is. It is to accept that growth means making mistakes, correcting the mistakes, moving forward. It means that you must know the power of your own thought. And we understand that our thought patterns very often come from someone else's pattern. They are not natural to us. They are not things we ever would have done to ourselves, but the voices remain. So when we know that and can recognize that, then we can say, ah, a voice from another pattern. Let me get the door for you, because I don't want you in my head, and I certainly don't want you in my body. And the power to know that we have the power to do that is extremely important, because we do have the power to do that. If you find yourself tempted to say, I am a victim of the thought I'm having, repattern that, and that is what you need to do, because thoughts simply are thoughts and will move if we do not attach that thought to a wrong belief or an old pattern. That is the part where we work. That is the part where we take responsibility, but not in a brutal way, simply in a knowing way. That thought will leave if I do not attach it to a belief that is not good and that does not reflect my own spirit. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Know the wonder of your own breath and its power to heal wherever it goes. Feel an energy around you that is like a cocoon. And you are in that cocoon. And the energy of the cocoon is peace. And feel that light blue energy enter your body. Feel fear being exhaled and released from the cocoon. Let that energy go to your thoughts. And feel it moving into your body, into your trunk. into all that is vital and alive in you. Let peace fill you. Now become aware that the earth is sending a cleansing energy up into your body. Let it move into the root and turn and remove from the root any obstacle you might be carrying to prevent you from creating the whole and beautiful life you are here to create. Let the cleansing energy come to the second center and feel it wash away old judgment, old shame, old patterns that hold those things. Feel the cleansing energy move up and into your solar plexus. And let that cleansing energy unlock any emotions that might have knotted and held in your solar plexus. Feel them moving away from you and that center becoming light and free. Let the cleansing energy move up and into your heart. Feel the cleansing energy in your heart, washing away fear, washing away any pain or any wounding that may have happened in your heart center. And as it washes away, feel your heart begin to breathe its own breath in your body to come back to life. To come strong and creative and alive. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. Let the cleansing energy wash from the communication center any harshness, any words you might have turned on yourself that do not honor who you really are. Feel all of that washed out of the throat. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the cleansing energy free the third eye. Restore it to its clarity and its power. And feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And feel the crown open. And let the cleansing energy wash the crown open more widely, making a place for the universe to send you abundance and love and wisdom and power. And with that wide open crown, feel the golden light of the universe beginning to pour into your body. Know that in honoring yourself, you can receive more. that you can intuit more, that you can speak more truth and loving kindness. That you can become more in the most natural of ways with the support of the universe. That you can feel and release more, so there is always room for joy. That you can cleanse your life more without judging it, but simply know that it is a natural function and it lives in your chakra system. And that you can create the beauty you are here to create with the love and the strength and the abundance and the joy that makes you who you truly are. Let that golden light fill your body. Heal the places that need healing. Expand the places that are ready to grow. Now bring your attention into your heart center and see that on a golden table there, the universe has left a gift for you. Rest the mind. Rest it. And let yourself know the gift that has been left here for you. When you've known the gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.